Bible Study Vibes is your go-to platform for diving into the Bible and growing closer to Christ. Our goal is simple, really, to make studying Scripture accessible and enjoyable for everyone. Now, whether you're new to the faith or a seasoned believer, our podcasts and videos are here to guide you on your spiritual journey. So join us as we explore God's Word together and experience the power of His love and His grace. In Jesus' name. Welcome back, everybody, to Bible Study Vibes. Just had took a week-long hiatus because of my birthday. Had to get some rest, some well-deserved rest, given to me by God and my beautiful fiance. So I'm your host, Haji, and today we're talking about seasons of change. We're embracing our new monthly study, which the month of June. This month, we're talking about seasons of change, embracing God's timing for our spiritual journey. And that's what this week's title is about. It's a two-parter, though. So first part is embracing God's timing in our spiritual journey. And then the second lesson that we're going to do today, since we double dipping, is week number two. It's called Adapting to Change. So without further ado, we're going to dive in. Howdy, howdy. Without further ado, we're going to dive in to our Bible study today. And it's coming out of Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verses 1 through 8. I'm going to have my beautiful fiance read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Kaya, if you don't mind, could you get into it?
Sure. So it says, a time for everything. For everything, there's a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace.
Thank you. Thank you. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So today in this first lesson that we're going to talk about, we embrace in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verses 1 through 8, and reflect on a concept of different seasons in our spiritual lives as well as our physical lives. So I have a couple of questions that I'm going to ask everybody in the chat, inside the crowd. And Kaya.
Shout out Minister Benbury.
Shout out to Minister Benbury, you know what I'm saying? Corio here. What's good with it? I'm going to ask a couple of questions and then just looking for some answers. And then if you guys would like to, you can give some answers or, you know, you can just type it down inside the chat. Type it in the comments if you want to. All right. So what is the main message of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 that you see?
Me.
Yeah, Kaya, go for it.
Okay, bet. Well, the main message that I see is that in life, there's a lot of times, a lot of different times for different things.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's it. You know, life changes a lot, so you know, there's a time for one thing, and then the next moment, it might not be time for that no more. You got to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to be like water.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be like fluid.
Fluid,
because, you know, who's in control?
God is in control.
God is in control. Okay, perfect. All right. You see him, right? Okay.
There's two of them.
Cool. Oh, okay. Just open the back door real quick. But so the second question that I had was, how can recognizing different seasons in our spiritual life help us? And the answer that I had typed up was that recognizing different seasons helps us understand that change is a natural part of our life and for our spiritual growth. It encourages us to trust in God's timing and plan each phase of our lives. So I remember I think about different phases of our lives, and I'm pretty sure we have a father that's inside the building. We have a father that's inside the building.
Sorry, guys.
Minister Memory, do you have any
Flies are trying to take over.
Flies trying to take over the house. But do you have a time where, or do you have a reflection of when you were, you know, a younger man with no children versus now? Do you have like a compare and contrast how the seasons of your lives changed that you would like to share?
Oh, it's just, I don't just change. I have more responsibilities now than I had when I was younger since I had kids. It's just the transition of life. When you're born, you don't have that many responsibilities that you go through life. Pick up some responsibilities, then, but once you get older, you have responsibilities that no matter how you try and shake them, you have to handle them because they are now your responsibilities. When I was a kid, I was fine, but like the Bible says, when I was a child, I thought I was a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. So it's just the growth of life. It's like each season of your life prepares you for the next one. So either you prepare for it or you're going to have to run the risk of trying to prepare for a season that you should have prepared for already while you're in the season of. So.
That's fire. I appreciate you for sharing that. So the next question that I had was, what are some examples of different spiritual seasons mentioned in Ecclesiastes? Different spiritual seasons
mentioned in Ecclesiastes.
That's mentioned in Ecclesiastes.
Okay, I can take this one. I mean, right off the top of my head, because this used to be one of my grandma's favorite verses. She would always say, "There's a time to live and there's a time to die. There's a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance." So I feel like the different spiritual seasons would be like, you know, birth, death, planting and uprooting and weeping and laughing and grieving. And
what about your baptism? That was when you first became a Christian, so that was your birth as a Christian.
Absolutely.
But as you continue to grow, you're not being a toddler in the faith no more.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually learning and growing and teaching people stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not receiving the milk anymore. You start to eat the meat, so you're growing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. He's not wrong. I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all hear anything in the back, we're over here fighting four flies. Nope, there's one right here. Just zoom past me.
It's right there.
Oh, it's it. Yeah. What Haji said. So at that time, that was my time for a birth or rebirth, if you will. And, you know, one day there will come a time where I will die. I'll go home to glory. Yeah. Up there, babe.
Read the next question.
This is so funny. All right, the next question.
See what y'all doing? Y'all messing up seasons. Y'all are messing up five seasons. It's the fly season to be in the house right now.
It was
season.
Their time to die.
But now y'all messing up.
Unfortunately,
season. Yeah. Some people just jump in your season and try and mess it up.
There you go. It's the fly season to die.
Yes, they need to get out of here. All right. Question number four. How can we find peace in times of difficult seasons?
How can we find peace in times of difficult seasons?
Yes.
Well, I think that we can find peace in the times of difficult seasons by recognizing that every season is not final, that seasons
Amen.
Come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And just like it's mango season right now, and in a couple of months, it will not be mango season. Just like it's hurricane season right now. In
yes,
a couple of months,
works.
It will not be hurricane season anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Same with all the spiritual battles that we face in our lives.
Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing lasts forever. The
besides
Bible says,
God's love.
Yeah, exactly. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen, brother.
Amen, sister.
Minister Benford, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I'm good on that one.
Oh, okay, okay. He said it all. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Sit down.
All right. I think this is the last question. Yes. How can we support each other through difficult spiritual seasons?
Ooh, I want to talk to you about that.
Ooh. Corey, the spotlight is on you.
How can we what now?
How can we support each other through different spiritual seasons?
Well, you have to know that somebody going through a difficult spiritual season. So that comes from the building a community, having a community around you that you not ashamed or afraid to express those seasons with. So to let somebody know that you're having a difficult season so they can assist you. And then on the other side, when somebody is vulnerable enough to let you know that they are having a difficult spiritual season, it's not our place to judge. It's our place to show, as I say, show God's love. God doesn't judge us. He sees, when he sees us in our wrongs, if we confess and repent, he just sees Jesus covering us with the blood. So we have to act the same way. We're not Jesus, but we have to show that love that God showed, that unconditional love that, hey, I know you're going through a hard season right now. Let me help you get back to where you need to be. And while I'm helping you get back to where you need to be, I can also try and give you correction through love and just not be judgmental and beat down on you while you're going through a difficult season.
That's real.
All right, Dr. Bembry.
You feel me? Dr.
Therapist.
Bembry out here, you know what I'm
I
saying?
love it.
He
I
got a
love it.
PhD in the Gospels, you know what I'm saying? That theology 101. I love that. Yeah, but basically, I agree with what you're saying. You know, I always, when I think about Ecclesiastes, I always think about how, you know, they introduced the concept that there's time, like that time is shifting. I know time is a man-made construct, but in this verse right here, these verses right here, God is talking to us about how this man-made construct gonna pass one day. You know what I'm saying? Like you're a father right now, and you're always gonna be a father, but the children won't always live inside the house. You know what I'm saying? Those responsibilities always gonna be there, you know, if you taking care of them. But at some point in time, they're gonna take care of themselves and they're gonna be like, nah, dad, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, you go from dating to marriage, and then you know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. And then even people, they have their season of singleness. It's only for a season. But God has a true say. God has the last say. Now let's shift gears
Let's shift gears.
to the next lesson.
Okay.
Lesson number two.
All right. Lesson number two is coming from, should I read both these, babe? Isaiah and Philippians?
Yes,
Okay.
Isaiah.
All right, wonderful. So lesson number two, adapting to change. And we're coming from Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, which says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And Philippians 4:11 and 13 says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Amen. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secrets of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I'm sorry, guys. We got all the noises in the world. The laundry just went off, the doorbell. Whew.
Don't hear that.
We need an office. Oh, you don't hear it? Say less.
There you go.
I know.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. So, moving on to some questions.
What
Question
did you
number.
read? You read Philippians?
Yes, I read them both.
Okay.
Question number one says, what does Isaiah 43, 18, and 19 teach us about embracing change? All right.
So, what was the question?
We're about to edit the heck out of this. It says, what does Isaiah 43, 18, and 19 teach us about embracing change?
Well, verses 18 and 19 show me that, you know, that we can't dwell on the past, that God is doing a new thing and that it springs up and not to perceive it. I mean, and sometimes we may not perceive it, but he's making a way out of the wilderness and the streams of the wasteland.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Okay.
Yes. Like, it encourages us to go off the past and, like, try and be, you know, focused on God's new things. Mm-hmm. You know, recognizing that his ability is, like, provision and that he creates paths even in difficult situations.
Absolutely.
You rocking with that?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right, so question number two says, how does Philippians 4:11 help us adapt to changing circumstances? Anybody? I was going to answer it.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you want to.
Go ahead.
But I was going to say, Philippians 4:11 and 13 is a wonderful set of verses because it tells us that in all situations, it's important to have contentment and reliance.
Contentment and reliance
on God's strength, regardless of what's happening around us. And I feel like for so many people, it's such a difficult thing. You know, things happen in the world every day, and everybody's kind of on this, like, woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch when stuff is happening, but you know, God is telling us plain and simply, be happy,
yeah,
be wherever you are,
yeah,
be content wherever you are, and look for me in everything.
Ooh, I like that,
yeah,
look for God in everything. That's fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for holding it down. I asked, why is it important not to dwell on the past? According to Isaiah 43 and 18. Well, just in general, why is it important not to dwell on the past? Caleb? Why is it important not to dwell on the past, my brother?
Welcome, Caleb, to the podcast.
Hello, podcast. How y'all doing? If you're dwelling too hard on the past, you're not going to be able to focus on what's going on in the future. And you're going to beat yourself up and possibly lead to, I would say, either stress, or you can, what else would you lead to if you dwell into our past? I would say you can lead to induced stress for sure. And I don't think you will have that clean sight on the future. So I'm going to just leave it at that. So you can distract yourself from what you need to be doing instead of what you can't control.
That's real. All right. That's real. I like that.
I want to add to that.
Okay.
Perfect
go ahead.
Start, by the way. Thank you, Caleb. But that, like he said, that it could lead to a distraction. And most importantly, it would be a distraction from what God can have in store for us. So, you know, we're so focused on what happened yesterday, we don't even see that tomorrow new things are coming.
The blessings
are coming. Exactly. The new opportunities, and that God is really about to change our lives because we're so focused on what happened last week.
Mm. You want to tell them about the car?
What car? My car?
Yeah.
What about my car?
Oh, we all right, but I guess we that's right now. That ain't the past right now.
Oh, I ain't worried about that car.
That's what I'm talking about.
God is gonna make a plan. Actually, I will tell them about the car.
Talk to me.
So we got back from Miami today, earlier today.
Yeah.
Soon as we get here, we go to my car and try to crank it. Nothing happens. So we like, all right, you know, it's the battery. I didn't have jumper cables, neither did Haji. So we took a trip to Advanced Auto Parts. So now I'm thinking, all right, you know, jumper cables, $30. Then I might have to buy a new battery. That's another about $130. So I'm over here like, oh, I really don't have this money to spend right now, to be honest. And as soon as we get to Advanced Auto Parts, I have I'm a babysitter part-time.
Yeah.
Shout me out. But
shameless.
I have a babysitting app where I get like gigs, you know, reoccurring or whatever. And as soon as we pull up, I get a notification for a job that's looking for a babysitter on Wednesday. for, I think it was like 180. They were gonna pay me $180 for
Wow.
that night. And it was like a little bit over what I was expecting to spend right there. And you know, I'm not worried. I was worrying about, oh, the money that I don't have, that I wasn't even looking, focusing on, you know, what God was about to give to me. And then he put it right there in my face. He was like, look,
He said, here's a miracle.
focus.
Stop
You're
stressing.
good. Exactly. So yeah. Oh yeah, no, it's a blessing. I love
Amen. I love it. I love
it.
it. Okay, I got two more questions. The first question is, how can we develop contentment in every situation like Paul described in Philippians 11 and 13? I'm gonna answer this one, you know what I'm saying? So I think I always say the phrase, comparison is a thief of joy. I feel like if we develop a attitude of gratitude for the situation that we're in, we'll always be grateful and content. Because by trusting in God's provision, we focusing on his strength, cultivating a mindset of gratitude and reliance on him and not ourselves. Because if we worrying about what we can do, we can look at our bank accounts, we can look at X, Y, and Z and realize, like, dang, I might be able to do it, I could do it, but God's name is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. And he is Jehovah Nisi. He gives us the victory. And he is Jehovah Shalom. He provides us peace. So why would I go out of my way stressing myself about things that Jesus already told us? The birds of the air have nests. You know what I'm saying? The foxes have dens. The Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his head. But God also said, Jesus also said that the flowers, they already clothed the birds and everybody, they have the animals, like they have food to eat. So if we just keep God first, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these
All
things will
these
be
things will
added
be
to
added.
us. So that, like, you know, Matthew 6:33, if y'all looking for a reference. But like, I don't know, man. It's just, I feel like, to get back to the question, we can develop contentment in every situation by first not comparing ourselves to anybody else in their situation. And also, yep, and also knowing it's handled by developing an attitude of gratitude. I got one more question for this two-part double dipping
Haven't
lesson.
heard from Minister Bimbri in a
That's what I
minute.
was about to hit him with it. Corey, where you at? You here? I got one question for you.
No, you talk.
What practical steps can we take to embrace change as part of God's plan?
What practical steps can we take to embrace God's plan?
Yeah, to embrace change as part of God's plan. Well, yeah.
Embrace change as part of God's plan?
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, constant communication with God.
Ooh.
Because as long as I'm constantly communicating, that's the same thing like with your GPS. Even though it get on your nerves, it's constantly telling you which way to go. It's telling you when you 30 feet away, 30 feet away, 20 feet away, 10 feet away. And even if you got it like I do on your watch, it vibrates. It lets you know your turn coming up. And the only way you're not gonna know is if you just turn off the GPS. So we have to consistently be in communication with God so we can understand that, hey, I understand right now, okay, I'm in this season, but God getting ready to change this season. So I'm aware of the change that's getting ready to take place because God gonna always let you know. He might not let you know how he gonna do it, where he gonna do it, when he gonna do it, but he'll let you know when change is gonna take place. And if you connected with him, you'll be able to see it as it's coming. But it's up to us to have the faith to believe what he's showing us. Because you might be like, yeah, I'm gonna be in a house next year. And you're looking at your circumstances like, I don't know how I'm gonna be in a house. I'm in this apartment, one bedroom, one bath, barely paying the rent. But that's not for us to question. If God said, and we believe in God, we have faith in God and his word, he said that he's showing us and he let us know that change is gonna come. We gotta believe that change is gonna come. And I would say also not being afraid to step out unfaithful in what God's showing us. Because when he shows some things, he shows us is to test our faith for the step for us to step out into certain things and do certain things. You can't get nothing if you just stay in the house all day. And that's the same thing. If you don't exercise your faith, just like the Bible say, I'll show you my faith by my works. Because it's easy to say that I got faith, but as they say, when the rubber meets the road, am I really willing to step out and live my faith the way that I say that I am? I really willing to step out and live the faith that I say that I have?
Yeah.
So I think those are definitely some things that you can do, just continuous communication with God and willing to go out and step out and follow God as he's showing you the changes and things that he's going to put in your life. It's like two of
them. That's so real.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Staying constant in communication like a GPS. Well, that's gangster. I hope the people really listen to this. Yeah. This some wisdom right here. But what I was going to say, I appreciate you. I appreciate all y'all for tuning in to this Bible study vibes. And, you know, this double dip, you know what I'm saying? But by exploring these passages and reflecting on these personal experiences, we can better understand and embrace the various seasons and changes in our spiritual journey. Most importantly, that trusting in God's plan and supporting each other will go a long way in this life that we live in. So I appreciate you, my brothers. I appreciate you, Kaya. I appreciate you, Mills. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in. And we're going to close out in prayer. And then I hope y'all have a great night. So we're about to pray real quick. So, Father God, we thank you for this daytime privilege and opportunity. We thank you for everything that you are and everything that's continued to do. Father God, thank you for allowing us to recognize seasons of change. And, Father God, to just embrace those seasons. Father God, to embrace what you have and just stay in constant communication with you. Father God, I pray that although things change constantly, there's ups and downs in our lives. Father God, I pray that we never forget who the source of our strength and who the source of our peace is and who has our plan already designed for us. And it's you, Lord. So we thank you. We pray for everybody that's listening right now, everybody that attended right now, Lord. Pray that you bless them, lead them, guide them, and direct them, Lord. Hold their hands as they travel through life right now, Lord. Father God, they may have nothing inside their bank account, but Father God, let their spiritual bank account, let their spiritual eyes be revealed and open and filled with just you and your blessings overflowing, Father God. We know that some people plant seeds, some for water, but in the end, you bring the harvest. So we thank you. We bless your name and give you all glory, honor, and praise. Because, Father God, there are some people that may be poor in physical things, but Father God, they're rich in spirit. So we just want to thank you. And Father God, we know that the meek will inherit the earth. In Jesus' name that we pray, we give all glory to you. Amen.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in for today's episode of Bible Study Vibes. Your support means the world to us. If you found value in today's discussion, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Together we can continue to grow in our faith and inspire others to draw closer to Christ. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may his word continue to guide you and strengthen you on your journey. Thank you for being a part of Bible Study Vibes. Deuces.